Yes, he was Mavata something that was rightfully his, but he did it, and it meant a lot. Rabbi Eliashiv asked him,
Shuldik, excuse me, what's the reason you happen to have been in the hospital now?
Oh, it's because my mother, she's very ill, and, you know, so I'm here with her in the hospital and keeping her company. I don't want her to be alone.
Hey, such a boy that was able to conquer his Yetzer Hara and was very stark in being a Mavater. You a Mavater when you were 13 years old. It's very hard to do that. And yet you did that. A boy like you, your mother should be in the hospital. No, this shouldn't be. No way. Should not be. Your mother should have a complete refuah shleima.
And sure enough, Kindle, this boy's mother had a complete refuah shleima within a few short, I guess, few short days, weeks, whatever it was. But one thing is clear, that bracha of the great tzaddik came true. So you see, Kindelach, being a mavater may seem tough and hard, but in the long run, it certainly pays off. Thank you very much, Rabbi Erz. Okay, Kindelach, so what we're going to do now is that every week you report back to your Rebbe, and every now and then, you know, he's going to, you know, ask some of your Kindelach to say over some things that you did to be Mavater, and if you were a Mavater, then you'll be saying it over, so this way you'll give chizik for other Kindelach to also be a Mavater. Okay? Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, it's such a great idea. Thank you, Rabbi Erz, once again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My pleasure, my pleasure. Okay, kol tov, Kindelach, and lots of luck with your midah this month, and you should make that midah part of your whole life to be a mavater. Okay, kol tov, bye, see you.
Thank you, thank you. All right, Kindelach, starting with Kit Aleph, start to go back to your class.
And so every single class went back one by one, and we're talking about different ways to be mavater, and this one was talking this way, and this one was talking that. Meantime, after yeshiva was over that day, there was a very important board meeting. And in this board meeting, they were discussing financial problems in the yeshiva. And the chairman of the board member, Heshi Liverberg, he began the meeting.
All right, gentlemen, please sit down. Everybody, please sit down. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad that everybody should sit down now, and we'd like to conduct this meeting. As chairman of the board of directors of the yeshiva of Yeshivas Midas Tovos, we're all well aware that the rebellion over here have not been paid in almost 3.5 months, you know. That is a very big problem, and we know that rebellion must get paid. Now, I spoke once before about it, but Rabbi Popovich spoke against it, you know. And,
please, don't tell me you're going to bring up the idea of, the tuition problem again.
Oh, yes, yes, Rabbi Grainerman. Yes, 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 you're the fundraiser indeed, and obviously, you're doing a wonderful job, but it's obviously not enough because, you see, we don't seem to make the ends meet, you know. We do have to pay our food bills and everything. We worked out a thing with Con Edison and the gas company. We worked out things with these utilities and everything. However, we do have the problem that, you know, and Rabbi, we're not getting paid, and I don't think it's right. You know, when I run my company, I mean, you know, normally workers, if they weren't getting paid, they would quit. And it's amazing that these Rabbi don't quit. You know, I'm telling you, we have to do something, because pretty soon, if they can't afford to support their families, they're gonna have to look for other work. You know, and we got a lot of good Rabbi over here, and I don't want to see them leave. You know, because I'm very happy with my son's Rebbe also, you know. So I suggest, my original suggestion, that the parents that don't pay tuition, that are not paying at least the amount that they agreed upon, I think that the kids should be sent home from the yeshiva and stay home until their parents pay off what they agreed upon to pay. We did make some exceptions, you know, as far as those who have to pay full tuition, those who don't, but let them pay up their obligations.
Excuse me, with all due respect, Mr. Liverboig, let me tell you something. As the head of the fundraising over here, you know, it's not so easy out there, I see, because, you know, listen, I try to go as best as I can to raise money, but it's not so easy. You know, there is a recession going on. Some people lost their jobs. Some parents can't even pay the tuition that they want. I don't think it's fair that we should send children home because it's not their fault that they're not, you know, that meaning like that their parents don't have enough money to pay the tuition. I don't think we should take it on the children, and besides, we're a makom Torah, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Rabbi Popovich, a makom Torah is not a place that should send children home because the parents can't pay tuition. We should work things out, but not affect the children's learning. I mean, after all, what do we call our yeshiva?
I agree with Rabbi Greenerman 100%. After all, our yeshiva is called Yeshivas Midos Tovos. It would not be proper Midos Tovos to send children home. So I propose that we just should double our efforts in how we raise money.
All right, I agree. Perhaps you would like to come along with us when we go to the next fundraising. I have a person that they say is a very wealthy man, but he's like a karga, he's a cheapskate. He doesn't like to give to our kind of yeshivas, you know. I'm not even sure if he keeps Shabbos or anything, you know. So I suggest that we, take a ride over there, you know. I made an appointment for tomorrow evening. You game for this?
Yeah, I'm game for this. Yes, no problem. No problem at all. You want me to go? I'll go. No problem.
And so, sure enough, the next night they had a meeting with this rich man, this wealthy, wealthy man by the name of Mr. Harvey Goldsmith. He made his riches in the plastic manufacturing industry. Anything, or almost anything that's made out of plastic, was made by a company that is owned by him. So, he's a very well-to-do person. Very well-to-do. And so, they rang the bell.